It just shows that you do have to, you know, capture people's imagination. Give them an offer. Don't wait for them to stagger down the hill, because they'll be waiting a long time.
And what side is this on?
W.
That's your channel.
It's just the
Network.
Without a soul on the St Albans tourist market.
Pinky's the only one.
Okay.
Pinky's, I mean, Niall's going to the vets Friday. Niall's going to the vets Friday. Pinky's the only one that hasn't been attended. Morning. He's got an
operation.
What time?
The afternoon.
Oh,
I'm taking Freckles. And mother lets her last feed her injections. She never goes, she lives in the other room now.
Oh, well.
I'd say to her, come on, I'd feed her out the kitchen. I'd say, come on. She comes trotting behind me like a little dog.
Oh.
Does
she go out in the run?
She goes out in the run, yeah.
Oh, that's nice for her.
Who is that?
Mother.
Mother.
Oh.
Mildred, they know her as
that. Panther, Maya. He is like a blooming panther, though. He's
like a panther.
He is in his ways. I know, but he is in his.
You know, it looks like it, but in like the way that he is.
The way he acts, he's, the way he swings up trees and all that, and catches things. Catches birds, and Candice tries to catch squirrels.
Excuse me, that this is now just very smart and it kind of works with the other bedrooms.
I like the strong colours and I really like the carpet, but if I'd seen it out of the room, I would never have chosen it. But it works really well in here, doesn't it?
I'm dying to show you the bathroom.
The bathroom was once old-fashioned and on its last legs.
What's going to happen when he can't see at all?
It's fit for a king.
Did he get by?
Same bold colours and traditional tiling.
Oh, I don't think I can let him up the garden without a lead on.
Tub, deep enough for Henry the Eighth himself and his six wives.
Some of those poor dogs out in India are blind anyway, and nobody to look
after. He's deaf as
more than Jane was planning to spend on.
Are you deaf and going blind, lamb?
You won't be able to find the mess in the tray so easily.
He will, he's got his nose, nothing on his nose.
Can't
criticise
him, it is blood, hasn't it?
Oh, I don't want to criticise
him.
Are you happy, Jane?
Yeah.
Lovely. I'm absolutely.
With the Macbeths seemingly unified in their appreciation of the new room, it's time for the final part of the hotel inspector's master plan. Alex wants Ross and Jane to put on an event that will woo the local tourist bigwigs and convince them to put valuable business their way. And to try and make sure
that they had to stick a needle in his bladder. They stuck a needle in his bladder.
Oh, no.
He was fighting, didn't you hear him in there?
No,
but he was all right afterwards. He was going round him again afterwards. Like he's a bit thick like that.
I was making a fuss of him.
He was.
I would like Jane to organise a short.
He got really nasty. They didn't think they were going. They got one drop and they said that's enough.
We emphasise the historical nature.
They said he's got a full bladder.
How central this building is to the town's development.
It must really hurt.
It must do. And they stick it through the skin. It made me feel sick. They stick it through the skin. Then he had a blood test, poor little devil. And he was still in their face, getting in the way when they were trying to do the others.
Does that sound?
Where are they?
I speak to different.
Are they here?
Thank you,
Mr. Chair.
Thank
you for
helping. Alex's plan plays to the strengths of both the Macbeth, Ross's business head, and Jane's creativity.
I've got a ring. Be quiet. Yeah, I will. Alright.
Oh shit, they're back!
He's the only one that's going to be pleased. He's the only one that's pleased to see you.
Right. So.
Be quiet.
flight of advocate for each cat.
Okay.
One offender for each cat.
Okay, thank you.
One month worm and flea treatment for Lanny.
Yeah.
We've got the thyroid treatment for Pampa. There's one tablet once a day.
Okay.
Okay. And then there's the easy peel.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah, so it's like it looks a bit like Play-Doh.
And you just pull
it's
a bit off.
Meaty, so you literally just break a bit off. Shove the tablet in, so it's covered, and then they like it. But what I would do for a couple of days, just give them a little bit, with nothing in it. And they're like literally like a pound something for one that probably lasts you well over a week.
Okay.
Chantelle's got antibiotics,
okay.
Tablets, one tablet every 12 hours. You can try, because my cat, you can literally just throw the tablet at him and eat it. They are supposed to be palatable, but it depends on the cat. By solving, it's a sachet with granules, but powder, so you literally just do a pinch of the powder into a food daily.
What's that for?
By solving, that's for the...
So that's not the antibiotic, that's another thing.
Yeah, so we've got antibiotic tablets, by solving powder, and then we've got flu mats. Which is two pumps once every 12 hours.
So what's that?
So it's like in a bottle with a pump.
Yeah.
You just pump two pumps into the food, or you can put it on, like, pump it onto her leg so she'll lick it off.
And what's that for?
That's for the flu.
Oh.
Right.
So she's got three. She's got three things.
Yeah.
She's got granules, tablets, and the pump.
Yeah.
So I can put the pump in her food or put it on her leg.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could the other one have the flu max?
Candice.
She
won't hurt if she gets it, but it won't hurt if she gets it, but she doesn't really need it if she's not showing
you. No, I don't think she really has.
Right, so we've got Chantel,
Pampa. God, I'm going to need a new medicine cabinet just for the cats.
And then the cats. I've got your invoice.
Comes to £271.03
together. Okay. Yeah. So if you want to ring, you can pay.
You haven't got a card machine with you.
You can ring and you can pay with the phone card.
Okay, that's fine.
So then we've just got to give Candice Dexaphor injection.
Oh, lovely.
What's she gonna have?
That's anti. Is that the long lasting one or the normal one? Just a week.
It lasts that week. Yeah.
Okay.
Back in.
All right. Here we go.
She wasn't too.
She wasn't as bad as a. Oh, what happened about his urine?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right, your Pampa just wants an injection, doesn't he?
Might have been here.
Oh.
Was it her in there?
Babe. Hey, darling. Was the door
shut? No, we did it purposely so they can't get stuck in there. One of them we tied.
I wasn't sure whether we closed them in by mistake.
Well, one's the one with the white on.
That's not the one you want, that's the mother.
Can you believe that? She just
let me strike her. See what I mean? She's not that bad, really. I think she might have got upset because she heard the others making a noise.
Yeah,
she
let me strike her. Oh, good puss. You feel safer in there.
I mean, when I dish her food up, she headbutts me and everything. She's up and
stroke her.
That's why I was surprised. She's not really nasty normally. Yes.
Right, this is definitely. Is this the
one? The one without the white. The scabby one with bald legs.
I'm sorry, you were nice and comfy in there, weren't you? Are you shutting the door, Pat?
Yeah. Right, so that will hopefully settle the skin down. So the urine sample, it was dilute, and the urine level was up at about 17, which is much the same actually as it was on the last blood sample. So things haven't deteriorated at all with the kidneys, but because
that level's raised, the urine should be concentrated. So the fact that we've got more dilute urine when that urea is raised does indicate the kidneys aren't working as well as they should do, which is probably why he's drinking so much.
Is that because of the thyroid?
No, because it was like that on the last blood
it's
test
just,
as well.
Just because
so that was when we started the...
Because he's getting old, I suppose.
I mean, it might be. You know, the problem is... When you treat the thyroid, you do have that effect of sort of uncovering kidney diseases. Mm-hmm. But I think it was there anyway.
Yeah.
And it hasn't progressed. So,
no.
But it would be give you a reason why he's drinking more. Yeah. So if you wanted, I mean, certainly things to think about with that would be maybe whether to feed him a kidney diet. Although obviously you've got the other cats as well. It wouldn't hurt the other cats to have it. That will help to bring the levels down. There's also a drug called Pronephryl, which again is a liquid that you can give them. It's twice a day actually, Pronephryl, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that helps to bring the toxin levels down as well. But obviously it's the same as giving the thyroid, you'd have to be giving
them
a liquid.
Yeah, that's the trouble. But with the food, what does the food do?
Well, it's low in protein, it's low in salt, so it tends to help reduce the toxin levels by reducing the level of protein in the diet. So, and it just bumps up like the vitamin levels and stuff as well. So it can work quite well. If the toxins go up very high, then that's when the animals start to feel more poorly.
I've got it myself.
Yeah.
It's really funny how it's so different in the cats to it is in humans. I mean, I don't drink like that. I'm not allowed to because I'm on dialysis.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, yeah,
I
mean,
we
don't
do that.
Yeah,
people have tried the KD. If some cats love it and some cats...
Yeah, I mean, he isn't a fussy eater.
Mm.
But what would it...
And wet and dry.
If the others had it, it wouldn't do them any harm?
No,
they're older cats, aren't they? Yeah. You wouldn't want to be giving it to a young cat,
but
it won't really do them any harm if they're generally elderly cats. You know, that would be fine. So, you know, you could get the dried food and try it out and see how they all got on. Get a small bag. If you wanted to try the wet food, you know, just take a couple of sachets, maybe see it, get on with it.
Right,
but that can, that can... certainly help, but whatever you do, kidney disease, it is going to be progressive. So what we're doing is we're just supporting it as much as we can do, but that may well be something, you know, to think about. Diet, maybe that would probably be the easiest thing to do.
It probably would, and then if that helps him, you know,
he got, you know, as long as he eats it, but you know, hopefully he's eating fairly well at the moment, isn't
he?
You don't want to leave it until they get really off their food before you try different foods, really, because they're much less likely to take to it. So
that's horrible to see him. I hate seeing him go downhill like that. He's always been such a lively, you know, not fat. He's never been fat, but he's always been such a lovely cat, and now his health's gone really bad.
Oh.
It's horrible.
Yeah,
I haven't thought.
Wait, should I have the other one? So this is a cat that we had trouble getting hold of earlier. I was letting the stroker.
Oh.
Well, she does usually. That's what I said.
I think she was in the bottom of the cupboard, so she asked if it felt more secure. And then I think because before we grabbed her, he was making a lot of noise and we were trying to look at the blood.
And then Candice was doing it as well. She was going,
so it's probably upset her a bit. We know next time we do her.
I do her first.
Right. Okay, so that's everything, isn't it?
Right,
so you're all right, so you've got your sleep treatment.
I've got everything.
I'll go
to your other one now.
Yeah,
it will
be again.
It's supposed to be there at 3 o'clock.
Oh, sorry.
That's not your fault.
I'll ring up.
Yeah, you can just ring up.
Yeah. Okay, lovely. All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming. Thank you.
Then we need to retest Camphor's
in about a month. Yeah.
But do you want to book a home visit or you're all right bringing him in, aren't you?
Probably just bring him in, yeah.
All right.
All right, thank you. Thanks a lot. All right, bye. Are you having one, Rob?
No, I haven't one.
Why not?
Because I've got brown hair.
Thank you. Oh, have you now?
Yes, I
have. I'm staying after this. I'll be on my garden.
Thanks for the tea.
That's unusual.
Well,
thank you.
bigger than the family could provide.
Yeah, like trafficking, which was rampant among the local children since the earthquake, but very rare on
the continent. I like the ones, I like in them.
What's the window?
8 hours.
So
Well, the answer probably waited a few hours to guarantee that everyone was sleeping.
Agreed, even the most exhausted parents may not fall asleep right away, so we should look at a 12 midnight, 1 a.m. at the earliest.
It takes us down to 5-6% of the silver.
They're really nice donuts, they are.
You can't much horrible in that bullet.
Can't work and hard. Yeah. I had some the other day and they weren't too bad, but these and Tesco's ones were the worst. Well, they used to be nice.
Long enough to establish patterns and put them on a refrigerator. Yeah, and a young, healthy American family's gonna stick out there.
We'll head directly to the Wagners, meet the local officer. You need to get as much information as possible.
No, I've always found that.
Have you had a delivery?
Yeah, a few times. But to be honest.
Corn section in there, they've got a corn section.
Have
they? Yeah, like.
But they don't do their own
fresh
stuff.
Food.
Yeah.
You can't beat Tesco's. Because they've got all the meat free stuff and there's so many things. Mm.
I'm supposed to be making a vegetable stew today. They just sent me a vegan new one booked from Australia. And it's got lovely vegetable stew in it. And it's completely different to what the one I do. It's got the team arrived. The yam, but
yam? Have we got yam?
Butternut, well, butternut squash. Sweet potato.
Have you ever seen a yam? They're the most ugly looking things. They're like a tree trunk.
Well, they're elongated, aren't they?
They're big, long things like that.
How do you get big ones?
But they're not wooden.
I don't know what they talk about, what they taste like. Even.
They're a bit like potatoes.
Yeah,
I've got
tomato soup in
there.
But a bit more fibrous.
Vegetable stock, bay leaf, thyme, chopped tomatoes, dumplings have got pesto in it.
All the beans, they're beans.
Pork barley.
Is that beans?
No, it's not.
So you don't have beans in it?
I think I'd have. I'll tell you
what it's like.
Are
you FBI's IRT? What else is in it? There's no potatoes in it.
The sweet
potatoes.
You can add onion, though.
I don't think there's
onion
in it.
You can always add things to it if you wanted to. Just don't add beans.
When was this photo?
Yesterday. We passed them out to
everyone. Send me Anne's brains. So, Candice has been fleed.
No, she hasn't. She's had the anti-inflammatory injection. I think she's allergic to them.
To what? Fleed.
She's had an allergic reaction. What's that?
A naked drink.
A what? Naked?
It's called Naked. It's a smoothie, but it's like an antioxidant.
Like Innocent, is it?
Huh?
Like Innocent?
No, I don't think it's like. They're nicer than them. Then I prefer these ones.
That was a very nice cup of tea, thank you. Very nice donut. Thank you. Oh. In a minute, Lammy, you're going to be dewormed and defleed.
Did you find out what's
me. About what?
The car. Have we got a car?
No.
It's wacky to come in.